The year 1902 brings us on our virtual tour to the wonderful church at Littleton in County Tipperary, with its, I think, unique hemispherical sanctuary and its two reading desks, which are really two pulpits at the front of the church on either side of the sanctuary, almost facing each other. And I always think, and it's rather like the famous Church of St. Mary Le Bow in London, that where there are two pulpits, it's almost a reminder to the church that the church ought to be about debate, that sermons aren't about sort of speaking from 6 feet up and doing so without contradiction or comment. But in many ways, the best theological conversations, the best way even to do instruction in the faith, is through debate, as the people of God think their way through the great and sensitive issues of the day. And sometimes I've thought, wouldn't it be wonderful to have a series of debates on contemporary issues touching Christian life in Littleton Church, with, as it were, varying voices in the presence of others debating with each other in a lively way across the two pulpits. So there's a thought for the parishioners and for others. Anyway, back to 1902. It was the end of the Boer War, the South African War. And there had been considerable and controversial involvement on the part of the British Army. And let's face it, it was probably in that context the Boer War which gave birth to, as it were, the roots of putting, as it were, political opponents and captured people in concentration camps, as we came to understand the term. It all seems so long ago, yet once upon a time, memorials to young men who died in the Boer War were fresh in our churches. Some of you, like me, may have enjoyed in childhood the books about William by Richmond Crompton and his friends, the Outlaws, and they're always making mischief in a village and annoying an old general called General Moult, and he actually had become a general through service in the Boer War. So even books I was reading in childhood had a kind of connection with that memory. But however, the Boer War long ago moved from being part of actual memory to being an event in history. And in my lifetime, I've witnessed the Great War, 1914 to 18, moving from actual memory to being an event in history. And that's about to happen with the Second World War, because soon there will be no more living witnesses of Auschwitz or genocide or Hiroshima. Without meaning to devalue other wars, I think in a particular way the Second World War cannot be allowed to lapse into history when it leaves living memory in a manner that other conflicts have inevitably done, because of its unique, terrifying testimony to what humans are capable of and how decent people can become complicit in the most appalling atrocities, dehumanization of others, genocide, and of course, anti-Semitism, as we know, hasn't gone away. As somebody once said poignantly, there were decent officers who were capable of nevertheless gassing Jews all day and coming home and playing with their children and making love to their wives. And they would have been brought up with the assumption that they came from decent families. And again, during the occupation of the Channel Islands by the Nazis, and I had a chance to visit there a couple of years ago, there remain painful stories of those who had been previously regarded as decent neighbours, who became somehow compliant with the new regime, even one or two decent and esteemed policemen who became part of the mechanism through which the few Jews there could be handed over for deportation. So without being consumed by them, we cannot remember these particular things enough. And Christians are uniquely placed to assist good remembering, because remembering is at the heart of what we do in our worship in the Eucharist, when events are not left irretrievably in the past, but are actualized so that they affect my presence, my present. And incidentally, let's not entirely forget the Boer War, because concentration camps as we know them largely started there. And not long before the end of that war, an Irish Member of Parliament failed in the House of Commons to have that policy concerning camps condemned.